This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You know what's interesting, friends? If this administration was really working for the people, do you think they'd have to have such high security around him? You gotta ask yourself the question, who's he working for? Because we know it's not for the American people. It's time to take your government back, friends. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Steffi. Now, friends, if you're new to listening to the Sons of Liberty, just keep in mind that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, or the patriots that the globalists despise. So welcome to the show. Again, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go over to our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can follow us on Bradley Dean, a personal page and one fan page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, or you can follow me on my Twitter account. The producer of the show, Mr. Chase Afford, is actually kicking that one down. He's got the pedal to the metal on this one right now, and it's blowing up. Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Again, we're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. Of course, that's all derived from none other than the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the captain of my salvation, and hopefully yours. His name is Jesus Christ. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Our pretty, pretty little Steffi.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to
be.
Did I say terrible?
You did.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, speaking of brains in other people's head, that doesn't mean that we can't learn from other people, such as our founding forefathers. And it was John Quincy Adams who said this. Believe it or not, he said this on July 4th, 1821. He said, "The highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity, not separate, not apart, but working as one together." He said, from the day of the Declaration, of course, we celebrated Independence Day last week, they, meaning the American people, were bound by the laws of God, which they all, and by the laws of the gospel, he said, which they nearly all acknowledge as the rules of their conduct. Wouldn't that be awesome if everyone in America just governed their conduct by the laws of God and by the gospel of Jesus Christ? What a different nation we would have. Now, it's kind of interesting because people say, you know, we're a Christian. Are we a Christian nation? Some people, you know, question that, although there's, I don't, nowhere near
well,
even
do you hear
possible.
Anybody saying, are we an atheistic nation?
Yeah, it's true.
Are we a land filled with Dalai Lamas?
Yeah.
Are we an Indian nation? Are we? No, we're not. We're
of course
a Christian
not.
Nation.
Of course we're a Christian
yeah.
nation. And for those
dull
and
acceptable
ones.
You know, isn't that interesting?
Ones?
If I was just to go to ask Mr. Atheist, who doesn't know anything and denies his own existence, if I was to ask him, are we a Muslim nation? You know what he'd say? Of course not.
Yeah, this isn't a Muslim nation.
Why aren't you kicking up against the Muslims then?
That's right.
You're kicking up against those that you know have established this country, namely the fact that we are a Christian nation.
That's exactly right. Now, we and the founding forefathers were a Christian nation, but the founding forefathers established this nation and this government under the Christian umbrella of the different religions within the Christian denomination, for example, Baptist, Pentecostal,
where did you get that?
Samuel Chase, actually.
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, Samuel Chase. I'm going to say the exact quote because he probably says it better than I do. But he said, by our form of government, the Christian religion is the established religion.
Of course.
Rock on the, nail on the head right there.
Again.
And all sects and denominations of Christians. We're not talking about Muslims and going underneath, someplace else other than under the umbrella of the Christian religion, are placed upon the same equal footing and are equally entitled to protection in their religious liberty. So we need to make sure that obviously we're a Christian nation, but our founders established this nation under the principles and the umbrella of Christianity, not
Buddhist,
Muslims.
Because they were
Muslims.
Christians. They weren't taking their faith cap off because it didn't, appease somebody's, conscience. No, that's not what they were doing at all.
What
somebody might say is, what about Tripoli or Tripoli? Well, the fact of the matter is, it's not a repudiation of the fact that 78% of Americans claim their Christianity. And again, when we look at Mosaic, our Mosaic institution called Common Law, and we go back to the seedbed, which is the Declaration of Independence, we can see that our rights were derived from the God of the Mosaic institution, and it was Jesus the Christ who actually fulfilled that law.
That's right. And not only did our founders establish us as a Christian nation, they knew enough to know that they needed to teach these principles to the young. It was Abraham Baldwin, who was the founder of the University of Georgia, who said this: it should therefore be among the first objects of those who wish well to the national prosperity to encourage and support the principles of religion and morality. It always goes back to the same things.
Yep.
And early to place the youth under the forming hand of society, that by instruction they may be molded to the love of virtue and good order. So they knew enough to say, listen, not only did we establish this great nation, but they knew enough to teach their posterity, the youth, the future of this country, the same exact principles.
Well, it's also interesting when you look at the preamble of the United States Constitution. It starts out, we the people of the United States, go so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. It talks about the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. That's the preamble of the Constitution. For they established the enumerated laws of our constitutional republic for the very purposes of ensuring their freedom, and they would be us, friends.
That's exactly right. And if they did it for us, we need to do the same things for the generations that will come behind us.
Of course, that's love.
Exactly.
I mean, who wants to depart without making sure that our children have a secure nation the way that our forefathers actually made sure that we were secure in what we have today?
That's right.
Hello. Yeah. Do unto others
as you'd have
them do unto you. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Now, I heard a philosopher once say that the first casualty in war is always the truth. Well, Jesus said in John 14:6 that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So how wouldn't that work into who we are today as an American people? And what are we complaining about, furthermore, is the fact that people have departed from what Noah Webster said. He said the fruit of a Christianless nation is going to be just this. And all the crimes, miseries, evil, so on and so forth, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Not from adhering to them.
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, the precepts that are contained in the Bible, we want to teach to kids before they make wrong choices and bad decisions. We don't want to give them a Bible when they end up in jail. We want to give them the Bible so they obey the laws of God and follow the laws of men according to the laws of God so they don't end up in jail.
Of course, but they give them the Bible after the fact and just ignore
backwards mentality.
Yeah, Benjamin Rush again. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Keeping it live. I'm online right now, friends, and I'm just going over to certain outlets that actually, well, they preach the news. They tell the news for what the, well, actually for the way that the news rolls out rather than, you know, adding to or taking away the way that the state-run media actually operates. But interestingly enough, I'm on the front page of WorldNet Daily right now. Judge orders IRS to explain missing emails. Just think about that. Judge orders IRS to explain missing emails. I'm just thinking to myself, how many people are actually behind bars right now because of the IRS unlawfully? And then we find out with Lois Lerner what she actually did and what she's doing and what they're attempting to still do by covering up their crimes concerning we, the people. Talking about the IRS. Yes, I said the IRS. Judge orders IRS to explain missing emails concerning them, attacking conservatives, polarizing conservatives. Another one, no charges for D.C. cops and mom's killing. Remember the young black lady with a baby in the backseat of her car who actually turned the wrong way? She turned in towards the gate of the White House, and she turned around and she got out of there. Well, the cops went after her and actually shot her dead right out on the streets of Washington, D.C. She made the wrong turn, friends. That's all she did. Talking about headline news here. Alan West says Obama's a schizo on the Mideast. You know, I wish people would get over the fact that Obama's a failure here because he's not failing at anything he's attempting to do. He's succeeding. I just wish the older generation would figure that one out. And once you do figure it out, maybe we can put a stop to the crimes that he and his administration are committing against we the people on a daily basis. Right? Here's another one. Nurse, illegals, baggage include TB, leprosy, polo. Illegals. Oh, crossing the southern border. That's right. Congressman, feds say most illegals will not be deported. Why are these illegals so important? I mean, just think about this, friends. You have this administration now that says, listen, if they're not, you know, Congress isn't going to respond in favor to what I'm telling them to do, well, I'll just bypass them and I'll do it anyways. Or what I'll do is they'll just open the borders wide open and I'll act like I had nothing to do with it. All right? Isn't that the whole purpose of government? To ensure your rights and to stop crime? Yes, it is. All right? We're on live radio here. Front page. Going on to the next headline here. Obama's border answer, drone surge, more government control. Obama, headline news, WorldNet Daily, we're better off than when I took office. Huh. And you know what's funny is there might be one or two people across the country that actually still believe that. I suppose those that are actually receiving, you know, money from the haves to give to the have-nots, those are the ones that really are standing behind this administration. Headline news, Muslims sought for military Pentagon posts. Defense Department tracking potential Islamic candidates for top jobs. In your country, friends. Yep, I'm talking about your country. Headline news. I go on. Cruz, border crisis. A disaster of the president's own making. Michael Savage just came out, a fellow radio show host, who said, public is misled about SEAL Team 6. Of course they are. Look at Extortion 17. Look at Operation Red Wings. Of course you're being misled. We talked about that last week. Hamas spokesperson encourages use of human shields. Live radio, friends, going back and forth on headline news right now with WND. Just going across the net right now. I'm going to go over. I'm going to show you some more good news. And show you what your government's up to today. And once I get over there, I think everybody's probably going to be, you know, just as happy with this outlet as they were with WorldNet Daily. So I'm going over to another internet post, live outsource resource of media. It's pulling up right now. Headline news. I am getting to my point, friends. Just roll with me if you would. Headline news, Hamas is using civilians as human shields, but its latest directive is the most shocking. Of course, so you click on and check out their next article as to how encouraging that one might be. Going on to the next one, again doing live radio here. The Obamas are taking a long vacation, and just guess how many rooms the house they are rumored to be staying in. You know, friends, it's stupidity. And I'm sorry to say, friends, in this particular case, this is adults reporting the news. Okay, another one. Senate Dems are one step closer to amending the Constitution in a way that has First Amendment advocates worried. They're perverting the Constitution of the United States of America. Matter of fact, wasn't it our forefathers that told us we're to throw off those that pervert the Constitution? Yep. Talking about headline news, this is right now, friends, live. Why the government is buying heavy-duty water guns? This is another outlet, friends. Furious Texas woman goes off over influx of illegal immigrants during unfiltered TV interview. They want you to click on so you can watch her swear and show you how mad she is because of all the illegal immigrants coming over into the United States of America. By the way, government sanctioned. Don't forget that. Again, here we're doing live radio. Front page news today, right now, Mexican judge orders U.S. Marine imprisoned over gun charges to remain behind bars. Okay, another one is a former Playboy bunny just made an unexpected transformation unto the Muslim faith. Well, good for her. Best-selling actor Brad Thor, who predicted NSA spying scandal and controversial prisoner exchange, shares what he fears is next for America. Now, just think about this, friends. What he fears. What he fears. So, what are they spreading? What's the message that they're spreading? Fear? Vanity? Let me go as far as to say stupidity? A whole lot of hopelessness. I didn't hear on any of the articles, the headline articles that I've named thus far, talk about what you can do to actually ensure your posterity's future in any sense of the word. I've heard no reference to law. I've heard and seen no exhibited spirit of valor or bravery or courage. Nope, just defeatism. This is what I fear next. This is what I fear next. This is what I fear next. Oh, what are they going to do now? What are they? I mean, folks, you got a handful of people behind the scenes laughing their hind ends off at the American people, standing down, actually going to some of these outsources and highlighting the crimes of the administration towards we the people. I mean, look at the IRS is doing to us. Look at the NSA is doing to us. Look at this administration is doing to us. They're adding strength to tyranny. And they're not, just think about this, friends, they're not even giving you the answers as to how to resolve the issues at hand concerning crimes in governments. No, they just keep highlighting the crimes. They magnify the crimes against we the people. And then what goes along with that? Well, fear. The fear of man. I mean, when I go to some of these conservative outlets outside of WorldNet Daily, because 99% of what I see there, I'm happy with it, but I'm on a different one. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over to one more. I'm going to see if I can just drive you into the ground really quick here, just to show you what America feeds on. This is what you feed on, and because you feed on this, guess what? You digest it, and then guess what comes out of you? You've heard the saying before, you are what you eat. Well, there's nothing but fear and hopelessness. See, when the good are unafraid, the government and corruption everywhere across the boards is going to have to bow to your faith. Right? When you overcome, because it's faith that overcomes the world. Let me go to another one here. I mean, some of these outlets, friends, you go through them and it's just almost like I feel like I need to go down to the hardware store and grab some rope. So I can go home and hang myself because there's no reason to live anymore. Hopelessness. Oh, this is a great one. Yes. Hey, folks, stay tuned with me because you're going to love this one. If you love being depressed, you love being brought to despair, you love to be brought to a place of no return, just hang on with me, okay, friends? Because I'm going to keep feeding.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump in with my sarcasm at any time, you might. Of course, I'm putting the nail up just a couple minutes here. It's interesting. I'm actually on the net right now. I'm just going out to resources, media resources, and just showing you what the American people feed on a daily basis. And then they wonder why they're so incapacitated. Well, because of the fear that's thrown on you. You're inundated with it 24/7. Special report, Border Patrol blocks press from illegal buses outside of their jurisdiction. This is the news, friends, right now. Europe tumbles as banks lose all 2014 gains. What the heck? What? Ted Cruz, Democrats vote to ban books, repeal First Amendment. I didn't know that that was his job. You know, the Democrats and the Republicans are sitting there playing games with the liberties of the American people. And as they play games, guess who loses, friends? You do, but they continuously stay in the public eye. And the press is right there to give it to you. Why? Go ahead.
Well, in whose mind does this make sense? Like, if you're fighting a war...
It's sick.
If you're fighting a war, why would you be reporting all the quote-unquote victories...
Defeatisms.
Or, the ground-taking of the enemy. Like, back in World War II, they weren't talking about how Hitler won this and Germany took ground here. They were saying, look, we can do this. Bring the people together, unify, like...
Yeah, we can do this. Right?
How the heck does that make sense?
Nothing. Now we use fear to, again, incapacitate the people. White House blocks illegal children petition. Like, they have the authority to do that. No charges for D.C. cops and mom killing. What's the message, friends? By the way, I'm not a cop basher, so if you want to get into cop bashing, I'm not the guy to do it with. We're always talking about the squeaky wheel, but we're always giving you the resolve here on the Sons of Liberty. Death toll climbs as Israel bombards Gaza. Okay.
Are there, I bet you there are probably bunches of ads on the side for your bunkers and your...
There is.
Yeah, of
there
course.
Is.
And your water fill.
That's right. Fear sells,
prepper,
dude.
Yeah, get yourself
of
ready.
Well, remember, Democratic, again, regardless if he's a Democrat or Republican, Jim McDermott said that you can get people to do anything with the use of fear, right? Let's go on. British politicians in secret deal to allow mass surveillance of public. This is the news that you feed on, America. Crazed abortion advocate attacks peaceful pro-lifers. Okay. The need for impeachment. Obama must fall. Well, friends, let me say it this way. Either Obama is impeached or America, you are destroyed. Defense Secretary Hagel says ISIS, imminent threat to every stabilized country on earth. Listen to this. Are you tracking with me here, friends? This is sick. You know what? Oh, here, just, I mean, we could talk about this right here for the next 3 days. Hagel says ISIS, imminent threat to every stabilized country on earth. Well, who does that threat work for? Who does terrorism work for? We talked about that last week, friends. Those that are trying to create a new world order out of the chaos that they create. Okay? This is all created garbage. Okay? By the way, this is what happens to a nation that forgets God. He promised that that nation would be turned into hell. Read Psalm 9. I mean, when I'm looking at this, I'm just blown away. And I go through this stuff. If I was not in the Word of God on a daily basis, for hours a day, friends, I can see why people succumb to this garbage. Because, again, it's what you're feeding on, and it's going to come out sooner or later. But just like Chase, you just got done saying, this isn't the way the news used to be broadcasted in this country at all. But now this is all we get, 24/7. Look at the government's doing. Look at the corrupt men are doing. Can you believe that guy went over and shot up 14 people? You know, it's interesting that it's news until it's actually your family, right? Going over to another media outsource. Here's a state-run media one outlet for you. This is top stories. This is USA Today. HIV infection returns to Mississippi. Girl thought cured. DA, Texas family members were tied up, shot in the head. How about sending forth the message that if you kill, a life for a life, or an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a wound for a wound, and a blow for a blow. Man, they used to do that in this country. If you were to kill somebody, you were hung publicly. And what was the purpose of hanging someone publicly? For the very purpose of deterring crimes. Now they advertise the crime.
And now they have 2.4 million people in prisons all across the
nation. Of course, $64 billion bureaucracy. Going after a conservative, Todd Akin, this is the USA Today, Todd Akin takes back apology for rape comments. USA Today, Bergdahl. Pentagon decries new Bergdahl photo as propaganda. Creeps. Prosecutor, gunman shot seven relatives execution style. Suspect in Google executive's death tied to Georgia case. Wow. First take, bank scare, not death knell for markets. Oh, but you know what? You just take away all severity of the situation at hand concerning your country when you can just look down to the left on USA Today here, friends, and you can actually see where, you know what I mean, they got half-naked women, they got the sports, the scores for the games. Just don't take it too seriously, friends. But this is just absolutely incredible to me, friends. It really is. No good news. All negative. For the most part, fear-driven. Yesterday, friends, we were talking about New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, who was sentenced to 10 years in prison for bribery, money laundering, and other corruption that spanned his two terms as mayor, including the chaotic years after Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005. And then we talked about how Ray Nagin was convicted February 12th of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars from businessmen who wanted to work, well, they wanted work from the city, I'm sorry, or to have Nagin support for various projects. The bribes came in the form of money, free vacations, truckloads of free granite for his family business. Nagin was alleged to have received roughly $500,000. Nagin made no apologies and said, I trust that God's going to work all of this out. Nagin is to report to the federal prison in Oakdale, Louisiana in September. Well, Mr. Nagin, I have a different perspective. Instead of glorifying crime the way that the state-run media does it, the conservatives are just as guilty, friends, to the core. To the core. If you want to lose all hope, just go on to a conservative outlet. It, like I said, friends, it is sick. They love to glorify the problems. They love to magnify the crimes. Well, what happens when you have a different perspective? And let's say Jesus really does give his people faith that overcomes the world. Because he does. Well, you begin to look at things in a different, through a different lens, and in a different perspective in so many different ways. Because where you see the error, you see the crime, you see the wrong, for some reason by the Spirit of God, you by the grace of God have been given the right to deal with the wrongs. And when we're talking about how all of these crimes and all of these atrocities are going on across the world, 24/7, that's all the state-run media gives you. Hey, you know, one of the sayings for the state-run media is, if it bleeds, it leads. They love to magnify death. They love it because they get ratings that way. You think them people should actually be in business lawfully? I don't think so. You know, going back to Mr. Nagin here, friends, who made no apologies for his crimes. By the way, if you go back into May of 1945 concerning what Adolf Hitler did, all those little minions that worked under him, do you know that many of them just said they were doing their job? Do you know that many of them were looking for their spot to actually take the place of Adolf Hitler? Friends, after millions and millions and millions of people were killed by the hands of these people. Keep in mind, Adolf Hitler didn't do any of the shooting, friends. He just had a whole lot of stupid people around him that were willing to do his biddings for him. Right? But going back to Mr. Nagin, to parallel what I'm trying to say here, friends, is the fact is, he didn't apologize for his crimes. No, because he believed that he was a demigod just like the rest of those that we're talking about right now that commit crimes. And they commit the crimes because no one's there to enforce the laws of the land against their crimes. And they know for the most part the American people feel within themselves that they don't have the power to right the wrongs in the first place. Well, I ask you a question, if you don't mind, friends, may I? Here's the question. Where do you derive your authority from in the first place? The state or from God? Who gave you the freedom that you have? The state? Or God? Who gave you rights? The state or God? Whose message are you listening to? Overcome or to succumb? Faith or fear? Which one is it, friends? Because if I lived without the Word of God, I'll tell you what, friends, I would be so hopeless, it would sicken everybody and anybody that would be within 5 feet away from me. They wouldn't want to be around me. I would be a miserable human being. You know, I don't know if it's just me or not, but it probably is. I know that the Word of God says that I have been sent forth into this world to be the light to the world by the Spirit of Christ. So where there's darkness, I need to call myself forth to bring the light that Christ put within me to expose the darkness and to deal with the darkness. Now, right when we come back, it's the final segment. I want to kind of tee this thing up. And I want to go back to Mr. Nagin, who said that, well, I trust that God's just going to work all of this out. Well, I want.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombini. Aquino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council, and why we support Sons of Liberty because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty, they stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hey folks, if you'd like to check out Sons of Liberty Radio, I just posted something there for you. I think you might enjoy it. There was an individual that actually ran across a ring with a bull in it, and that bull got a hold of this man's drawers with his horn. Do I need to say anything else? I said, oh no, he tempted that bull, friends, and he did tempt that bull. And that bull, I'm telling you, got him back. And, what else do I say to that? Well, anyways. Let's go back to Mr. Negin really quick. Mr. Negin said, former mayor of New Orleans, who's going to prison for 10 years, who was convicted on February 12th of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars from businessmen who wanted to, well, get some work from the city or to have Negin support for various projects. And again, I said earlier, the bribes came through money, free vacations, truckloads of free granite for his family's business, and he was alleged to have received roughly $500,000. Negin made no apologies for his crimes. That was my point during the last segment. And this is what he said on the way out. He said, "I trust that God's going to work all of this out." Negin is to report to the federal prison in Oakdale, Louisiana in September. Right? Well, Mr. Negin found that God did work it all out through the judges and the people in this country that took the time to say no more to his lawlessness. Are you starting to track with me here, friends? When I'm being facetious concerning the stupidity of the American people that feed on this propaganda 24/7. And when I'm being facetious, I always am being serious at the end of what I'm saying here, friends. You never, ever see any of the outlets actually bring forth the method to bring about resolve in this country. And if there's one out there, friends, I want you to tell me where it's at. Do The only place that I can find the answers to America's dilemma is in that book called the Bible. It's the only place that you can find the answers to America's dilemma. It's the only place. And you can find the answers to those that are willing to actually read the same book and bring forth the resolve by bringing, or bring it to resolve, by bringing forth faith with their works to establish peace and righteousness, right? Well, I want to answer Mr. Negan. Again, he said, I trust that God's going to work this all out. And I just got done reiterating, and I'm going to reiterate it again here, friends, that Mr. Negan did find that God did work it all through the judges and the people in this country that took the time to say no more to his crimes and to his lawlessness. This is the answer to all of the problems and the atrocities that I just spoke of, friends, for the first 45 minutes. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. Isaiah 51, verse 4. See, now what I appreciate here, friends, in this particular situation is what the judges, the God-fearing, Proverbs 6, 17, and the law-abiding, John 14, 21, and Hebrews 10, 16, the people, when they do, and when the people who represents them steps out of line concerning the laws of the land, that they themselves are entrusted to uphold. Let me say it this way. It is the duty of the American people to remind them that we represent the enumerated laws of our Constitution, that law applies to all of us, not just some of us. So therefore, I salute the judges and the citizens who love their country so much that they establish judgment through the enforcement of the law against those who are committing the crimes regardless of who they are. America must take this message of law and judgment. And by the way, friends, it's worked for 238 years. America must take this message of law and judgment all the way up the ladder to those in the highest offices of government, that we the people will not tolerate their blatant disregard for the sworn oath that they themselves promised that they would uphold. You need to hold them accountable. This is the answer to America's dilemma. Not to talk about what the president's doing today. Or, you know, how did he do in that pool game yesterday while the borders were wide open? And I love the fact that people say, Bradley, you're saying the same thing at the end of every show. I know I am. Because the resolve to America's dilemma is what you do with what has been given unto you to establish what has been given unto us. For much is required to them that much has been given. And much has been given to you, my friends. And yes, I also want to let you know that I am a preacher. I am a proclaimer. That is what I do. And this is what we need in this country. And just imagine if the preachers across the country would stand up and do it together. Again, as Stephanie said yesterday during the radio broadcast, we could change our country in a week. But the question I have for the American people is, do you want change in your country? Do you want restoration? Do you want reformation? Back to the old. Or would you rather have man's 10,000 commandments? Or would you rather have God's 10? Which one would you have? There is no other message that America needs to hear. It's a message that we should have never forsaken. But America has forsaken the truth for the lie. And Scripture tells us in the book of Jonah, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. And what is he saying there? He's saying those that observe what is going on, let's take it to the present. Those that stand back and observe the vanities in which take place in this country, you're forsaking your own mercies by not dealing with the issues at hand. You're forsaking your own mercies by giving yourselves over, your government, your everything, friends, over to those that can't even operate a candy store. And as I said during the first segment, people, the older generation thinks that Obama's failing. Obama is not failing. He is succeeding. Are the young people the only ones that actually understand this? Because when I go over onto the conservative side, you know, the right, when I go over there, oh, they're trying to figure out what he's doing. You know, they're still trying to figure out. You know, I heard one conservative show host say, does he hate us? Yes, he does. I don't know what this guy's doing. I think year after year after year after year after year after year, almost six times, I think we should just stand back and talk about the problems. No? Friends, I love the institution of good government. I love the institution of good government. Because you need to realize that justice is the guardian of liberty. And without your knowledge of law, you'll never have justice. You've been brought to this point now in history, America's history, to think that it's okay that the government does what it does to you on a 24/7 basis. And you just say, well, I'm okay as long as I shut my mouth. No, you're feeling the fire. Well, it has nothing to do with me. Oh, yes, it does. Has nothing to do with my kids. Oh, it has everything in the world to do with your kids. That they're attempting to make slaves. Oh, no, they're not. No, 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 no. No, no, no. You're listening to the guy that's done 350 high schools, friends. You're listening to the guy that noticed that, 80-some percent of these people that are complaining about what this administration is doing in the schools and the colleges. Well, it's them, Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, dropping the kids off at the school gate. No, I know what I'm dealing with. And believe me, my opposition doesn't just come from the left, friends. It comes more from the right than it does from the left. And when you look at Jesus the Christ, he was crucified from them that should have known better. But we also know that they delivered him up for envy. Pontius Pilate did. Who put his hands in the water and tried to wash his hands clean from the crime that he just committed against the Son of Man. How'd that work out for him? Look at the history of him. The bottom line is, America's future has everything in the world to do with what you do today. Not somebody else, not your uncle, not your grandpa, not your mama, not your daddy, you. And when we all take responsibility, then and only then will things change. And by the way, the younger generation is looking for leadership. And rest assured, this criminal administration knows exactly the demographic which and they need to go to. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're going after the college students. Why? Because, again, they want to overthrow the older generation by empowering the new lawlessly. And that's exactly what you're seeing. At Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.